So I chose Tatlin Tower because I love this idea of a model. I love the idea of the model in general, but also in the context of an abstraction show. And in many ways, actually, I think a lot of the paintings here are sort of models of paintings. You know, you have like grappling with this idea of what is abstraction. But I love the idea of a model that actually sits between many things. The sculpture, it's a representation of ideas, it's a symbol for ideas, it's a symbol for future values. It actually operates in terms of society. It represents something to be built, and it also talks about human behavior. So it's sitting between all these things. It's a drawing, it's a painting, it's architecture, it's sculpture. I also like the idea in the context of the show, the idea of movement and things in flux. You know, it's talked about often as a challenge to the Tour Eiffel, that it's this alternative. And the fact that it's tipped, it's spinning, it's rotating, the center of gravity is off, constant movement. This thing of how do you create an object that is actually a physical object but is also in flux. And just again, this idea of behavior, of a model that's not an architectural model that actually stands in for something that's going to be built, but something that is actually behaving before your eyes and represents how people behave. So this is in terms of information, that this actually represents how information can be disseminated. You know, each of these things is literally supposed to be, each of these locations within the model are supposed to be locations for the dissemination of information. A column, a triangle, an orb, and that it's so actually not tactile, the way information is actually spread. It's a very contemporary object. It looks like it could have been made today. You know, it's very beautifully crafted, and you feel like it's handcrafted, which is interesting because it has a lot to do with technology and mass reproduction and this time where the speed of technology changed the way we experience time. But when we see it now, it actually feels quite slow. You see the hand, you see the screws, you see the welding, and you know, we understand that they could have made today, or any actually then as well, could have made mass reproductions of it, but it actually feels quite crafted and very, very beautiful in a very sculptural way. So the volume on it actually being a sculpture becomes, I think, surprisingly high when you see it in real life.